This is MB Now, and here are your news on web.
Metro Manila will shift back to General Community Quarantine or GCQ, although it will also serve as a pilot area for the implementation of the granular lockdowns starting September 8 until the end of the month. Presidential spokesman Harry Roque made the statement in his press briefing today, September 6, or a day before the expiration of the Modified Enhanced Community Quarantine or MECQ status of the National Capital Region. Roque said limited dine-in services and religious gatherings will be allowed again in Metro Manila once it shifts to GCQ. However, Roque said details about the granular lockdown will still be finalized and will be announced before September 8. He explained that it will be the governors and mayors who will decide on the granular lockdown. The Interagency Task Force for the Management of Emerging Infectious Disease, or IATF, can reverse the decision of the local chief executives. The palace official explained that the granular lockdown should cover the smallest area as possible. The implementation of granular lockdown in the National Capital Region will be treated as if there is a typhoon. That is, an alert level status will be issued to determine policies to be imposed. Metropolitan Manila Development Authority Chairman Benner Abalos said today, September 9, there will be 4 alert level status to be used in Metro Manila depending on the threat of COVID-19 in a certain area. He said alert level 4 is the strictest of all, wherein non-essential businesses are prohibited from operating, while the alert level 1 is the least stringent. Abalos also said that the Department of Health will determine the alert level of certain city or area based on various factors, such as the level of infection, the daily attack rate, the hospitalization rate, among others. However, he added it will still fall on the mayor's decision what kind of policy to be implemented in their area of responsibility. Pag-asa is tracking 2 tropical depressions east of Visayas today, September 6. The first cyclone inside the Philippine area of responsibility has been named Julina, while the second cyclone will be given the name Kiko once inside the PAR. In the latest weather update, the center of tropical depression Julina was estimated at 205 kilometers east-southeast of Giwan, Eastern Samar, or 230 kilometers east of Surigao City, Surigao del Norte. Pag-asa said Julina slightly intensified and seemed to become a tropical storm by Wednesday, September 8, prior to expected landfall over Isabela by Thursday. It remains a tropical depression on Monday with a maximum sustained winds of 55 km per hour near the center and gustiness of up to 70 km per hour. Buy medicines instead of plastic. This was the call of Manila Mayor Francisco Esco Moreno de Magoso to national government agencies leading the country's COVID-19 pandemic response. De Magoso underscored the need for experimental drug to treat COVID-19 such as Remdesivir and Tocilizumab. De Magoso said 1,000 vials of Tocilizumab will cost around 25 million, while 10,000 vials of Tocilizumab and Remdesivir will cost roughly around 200 million. De Magoso said it's surprising that no additional hospital were built after almost 2 years of battling the COVID-19 pandemic, but billions were spent for the procurement of face shields. The mayor added that the face shields are just a burden to the people.
The United States massively expanded unemployment aid as COVID-19 broke out last year, but in the coming days, those benefits will end, forcing millions of jobless Americans, some of whom haven't worked for the entire pandemic, to make hard choices about how they will get by in an economy newly menaced by the Delta variant. From September 6, they will end nationwide, and while economists don't expect them to meaningfully dent the US economy's recovery from its 2020 debacle, they'll undoubtedly up the pressure on the unemployed. The expansion of the unemployment safety net occurred in March 2020 when Congress rushed to blunt the emerging pandemic with $2.2 trillion in spending through the CARES Act rescue package. Those eligible will continue to receive benefits under states' regular unemployment programs.
Popular Filipino photographer Raymond Isaac, dubbed as the country's first celebrity lensman, passed away on Saturday, September 4. Isaac has been hospitalized in the US due to COVID-19. On September 2, Isaac's partner Jason Vicente shared a picture holding hands with the photographer as they wore their wedding rings. In the caption, Vicente said that, "I know how excited you are to share this news to our loved ones and friends, so I'm sharing this now as your proud husband." He also added an engagement ring emoji and the date July 15, 2021. Dubbed as the People's Photographer, Isaac started as a fashion editorial photographer, then beauty and advertising photographer. He is also known as the country's first celebrity photographer. His works have appeared in international publications and other advertising projects in the Asia-Pacific region. He also authored books. Prior to his demise, Isaac was also a content writer, producer, and strategist. The track list of K-pop girl group Blackpink member Lisa's debut solo album LaLisa has been revealed. Lisa will release her first single album LaLisa at 1 p.m. Korea Standard Time or noon in the Philippines on September 10, and the album contains two songs, LaLisa and Money. Lisa will perform LaLisa for the first time on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon on September 10. An hour before the single album is released, Lisa will also hold a countdown on Never V Live at noon on September 10, wherein Lisa will talk about her album, answer fans' questions, and interact with them. Leila Fernandez, the 18-year-old Canadian phenomenon with Filipino blood, and Tokyo Olympic bronze medalist Elina Svitolina continued to impress after beating highly touted foes to reach the US Open quarterfinals on Sunday in New York. Fernandez followed her shock upset of 2020 champion Naomi Osaka by eliminating German 16th seed Angelique Kerber, a three-time Grand Slam champion. Fernandez will face Svitolina, the 15th seed from Ukraine, to reach her 8th Grand Slam quarterfinal. According to Fernandez, she is glad that she was able to execute the things she learned from her training and that she took the game point by point.
And those are the news on web. For more news and updates, follow our official social media pages or log on to www.mb.com.ph. Be fully informed.